exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is Jim Ziegler, your state auditor, or as my friends say, state agitator. I am blessed to lead a movement of over 41,000 people to block the Mobile Bayway toll. ALDOT's plan for a toll of $1,080 a year per car would devastate working people. But this problem is not just for Mobile. A bill passed that enables ALDOT to put toll bridges and roads anywhere in Alabama. Highway 280 and I-565 are potential toll operations. ALDOT has admitted that tolls are their tax of the future. Join this common sense campaign and say no to ALDOT's future toll plans anywhere in Alabama. Call Governor Ivey today, 334-242-7100, and tell her no new tolls in Alabama. And join our Facebook group, Block the Mobile Bayway Toll.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Any transmission, reproduction, or rebroadcast of this show is prohibited.
Will you shut up? I can't hear the song in my head.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Tape, stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The president tweeting on the economy this morning, continuing to pressure the Fed, saying he's considering options to boost the economy if needed. From the Oval Office yesterday.
We've been talking about indexing for a long time, and many people like indexing, and it can be done very simply. It can be done directly by me.
On the agenda today.
He's going to be heading out to Louisville, Kentucky. He's going to be meeting with a veterans group as well as attending a fundraiser.
Fox's Mark Meredith. President Trump under fire for saying Jewish people who vote Democratic are disloyal.
The president made the remark in the Oval Office while attacking two congresswomen who are banned from Israel for comments they've made about the nation's treatment of Palestinians.
They're defending these two people over the state of Israel.
In a statement, the American Jewish Committee called the president's statements shockingly divisive.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America is listening to Fox News.
Not me.
It's time for another chit-chat session before the show begins. Greg Budell, when you're walking across the mall trying to keep a low profile and someone shouts out,
"Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!"
How do you respond?
You stupid, ignorant, dumb...
Jay Scott, in your opinion, what are the best three words heard on this show every morning?
Did you know?
Emily Hayes, how are the wedding plans going?
Did something happen for this to come up again?
Bailey the Wonder Dog, what's on your mind?
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
And Rich Thomas, if you could have one wish, what would it be?
I wish this show went to 10.
Well, I believe everyone's ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready!
Good, then we're all agreed.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Oh, we can't intrude on news and views. And wasn't it great to see Jack Campbell yesterday?
It was.
That was a day-making moment.
It was truly inspiring.
It was. I'm Greg. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and the forecast from Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
First day of fall, 32 days away. I just like saying that. You know, that doesn't mean we're magically going to get cool on the first day of fall, but you know what I mean. Routine August day today. High temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index above 100. Scattered spotty random afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms will be around. And I've been reading on Facebook here about all the lucky and happy people who got storms yesterday and good rainfall. I missed them, and I hope Maybe today's my day. Maybe it's your day. Tonight's a low 73. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, high in the mid-90s. Then, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we take the rain chances up a couple of notches. Perhaps as high as 60% all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with a better than normal supply of showers and thunderstorms roaming around. Still random, and still some towns will get skipped, even with rain chances that high. Right now, this morning, it's oppressive. You know, when you have a dew point of 73, that's typical for August. Temperature 78 now, 807.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
At 7 minutes after 8, I see our friend David is on the line.
Hey. Good morning, all.
Hi. How are you, David?
Hey, I wanted to tell you that I have been trying for like 2 years to get my wife to go to Food Outlet, and she never would. She kept going to the other name brand supermarket and paying out the wazoo.
Yeah.
Finally, yesterday, I got her to go to Food Outlet, and she won't stop talking about what a great experience she had.
It is.
I am so glad to hear that.
She was she came home with bags of groceries, and I mean spent half of what you would have spent at the other stores.
That is correct.
It's true. It's true.
She was just shocked.
And you get the celebrity effect if you go on Sunday morning between about 7:30 and 8 o'clock and you get to, you know, Greg signs autographs.
Yeah. Signs tomato cans.
Yeah.
Or peaches and heavy syrup.
Actually, I messed up the whole store by going Saturday. Everybody's looking at their watch like, well, why are you here? It was pretty funny. Because I am very consistent.
Taking a turn.
And by the way, in addition to the food, I should mention, because we're still in summer and Labor Day weekend's coming up, start doing your propane swaps at Food Outlet because it's like $15.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'll check that out then.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Anyway,
thanks,
thought
David.
I'd give you that report.
Appreciate it.
David,
take
I
care.
Can't tell you how much I appreciate the good words.
Hey, I was at the doctor's office yesterday. I know you took your temperature in the last 24 hours because you didn't know whether you had your fever. Coolest thing. Have you seen those the thermometers now that you just wave it across your forehead? Don't even touch the forehead.
Yeah.
And you get your temperature?
It's amazing.
I was just blown away. It's called a Nokia. And, so I ordered one.
Are you serious?
Is it a 6K thermometer?
Maybe for the price. I'm not sure.
I started, you know, first of all, the nurse was taking my temperature. They say you normally do. And then when the doctor came in, I said, that's the coolest thing in the world. He says, especially for children. You know, children who are difficult. That is
one. So you ordered one for yourself?
No, I did because...
Because you're difficult. You take your
temperature. I've got to have... The latest.
My mother.
Even the thermometer. Yeah.
My mother had thermal lips. I think most moms have that, where she could brush her lips across her forehead and know whether or not.
You're not sick. You're going to school.
That's right. That's right. They could always pinpoint a fraud if something along those lines was happening. 10 minutes after 8, we'll be doing a conundrum soon. Stupid news, and we have an abundance of Morning Brew nominees today. At 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, if you're in a wreck, you know, the first thing you do after that horrible crunching sound is come to a stop, check everybody in your vehicle, make sure you're okay, they're okay, and then you get out and you take that long walk around your vehicle to see just how bad it is. And it's, you also know it's the beginning of a road to red tape. At the end of all that, and the police reports, and calling your insurance adjuster, and if you have to have the car towed, just tell them to take it straight to Montgomery Paint and Body. No way any insurance company is going to be unhappy with that choice, because they know. In fact, they've become the gold standard in automotive body repair because Dottie Turner, from day one, refused to skip steps. You mentioned this yesterday. There were some games being played, and at the expense of the consumer. By some body shops a long time ago, and Donnie Turner said, I'm either going to fix it correctly or I'm not going to fix it at all. So he put his business literally on the line by taking that stand.
And then all the other businesses had to follow suit because Donnie wouldn't give in, you know?
Yeah, he compelled everybody else to so-called behave. Yeah. So when you go to MPB, they will look at everything and make sure it all gets fixed. And when you go to pick up your car, they go above and beyond to make sure it looks as good as new and maybe even better. Jaw-dropping results at Montgomery Paint and Body. 27 Rec with a W is the number. If you have to be there, don't forget to visit the Rich Thomas Wing and the pinball machine in there. And you'll find Donnie and Brandon Turner to be just absolutely the best people to deal with at Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Bill is on the line. Bill, good morning.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Hi. I heard you talking about Food Outlet the other day, and you were talking about getting some chicken tenders.
Right.
Yes.
So I was over there the other day, and I was looking for the chicken tenders. Do you get the breast and chop them up, or do they have pre-cut?
They do them cutlet form, in tender form.
Cutlets are very thin, and I don't buy those. I get tenders that are
thick
and thick. Yeah.
Ask Bailey.
Yeah.
So are the tenders you get, are they breaded, or are they just chicken?
No, they're plain raw chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to look. I may have to ask the meat market. I didn't see them.
Oh. They look like giant exclamation points made from chicken.
I usually buy chicken breast and chop my own up. But
I will buy those if I'm making, like, we have this keto dinner that uses chicken breasts and prosciutto, spinach with a queso dip. It's very tasty.
What's prosciutto?
It's
very thinly sliced ham, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of almost like a bacony sort of. It's in that family.
I didn't know that.
The ham bacon family.
Hmm.
And it's very flavorful, very tasty. So we'll use those for that. But the tenders, usually I get a pack that has about 7 or 8 good-sized tenders. Mm-hmm. And it's always under $5 for a package of those. Try and find that at one of the chains for under $9. I'm telling you, it's crazy.
Thanks for calling.
Next time I go.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And the butcher there, like I said, if you can't find what you need, just ask. They may have it in the back. And they'll take great care of you. At 8:13, let's see what's happening on the roads.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way into the 8 o'clock hour, and we have some traffic hassles for you this morning. If you're on the boulevard, we have 2 accidents between Vaughn Road and the interstate, one on either side of the boulevard, so be careful in that vicinity. Traffic's also pretty thick between the Atlanta Highway and the interstate. If you are on I-65, you have your normal slowdown coming into the downtown area around the river bridges. I-85 has a little bit of a delay between Perry Hill Road and Ann Street, and the 31s have all cleared up. We don't have any problems out there. Let's be careful as we get another workday started. The national clearance event is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Class will not be in session today at Floyd Middle Magnet School. This after electrical issues at the school left it without air conditioning Tuesday. Montgomery Public School Board President Claire Wheel tells us an electrical issue caused most of the power to go out at the school yesterday. The electrical and air conditioning issues should be resolved by Thursday. Students in Pike Road head back to class today. This will be a historic year as Pike Road will graduate its first senior class. Georgia Washington Middle School will also undergo renovations during the school year. And Montgomery Fire Rescue is growing. 18 new graduates officially joined the team during a ceremony yesterday at City Hall. This comes after weeks of training and testing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
And Jay.
And Jay. This is the time of the morning
mm-hmm.
where we help you plan.
Where we dance. This is the time on Sprockets.
This is the time on Sprockets when we dance. but this is the time of the morning where we help you figure out your lunch plans or your dinner plans. Mm. I'm a big fan of the Seafood Bistro for lunch, especially right now because Monday through Thursday, they have a lunch menu where you pick two for $9.99. It's super tasty stuff. It's all the favorites that we talk about all the time, like the dragon shrimp.
That's amazing.
And Jay's red beans and rice and the gumbo. You can pick. It's a massive menu. They scale it down so you can pick from the favorites and do that two for $9.99. But they're also available for dinner.
That is correct. They've got the platters. They've got the boil bags. You got football coming up.
What time are they open till? How late?
They're open up until, what were the hours again? They open at 11, and they close, I believe, at 8.
Okay.
Until Friday and Saturday when they stay open until 10.
Okay.
But otherwise, they close at 8.
Yeah.
But they open up at 11 o'clock. Football coming up, so you can start getting your wing orders, that sort of thing. Maybe you want to do a tailgate party. Maybe you don't want to do the wings for, like, the football stuff. I think there's some college games on this weekend, isn't there?
I believe so.
I think so. Some earlies, yeah.
So maybe you want to do, like I said, the boil bags or any of the other items that they've got here from the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to go online. You can see the entire menu at their website. TheSeafoodBistro.com is where you need to go. You can put your order in there. You can see the entire menu. And you can use one of your delivery apps on your phone. They'll bring it right to your door. It's the Seafood Bistro, located right there on Perry Hill Road. Don't forget to like them and follow them on Facebook.
All right, have we made a conundrum choice here?
There's three pieces of paper in front of you.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I am overwhelmed.
One of the ones.
That one was from today, and that one we did not like.
That one is really mild today. So you've got these two from previous,
and I think we liked almost both of them. So you've got really four options.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot to
deal with.
Do you feel up to making that decision?
Are you mentally capable of that at the moment?
Runner-up number two.
I know you don't feel
are
well.
Are you able to take up the position of number four? Never mind. I was doing the speech.
Thanks, Rich. Okay. It's 8:18.
You do the Miss America speech?
Miss America speech.
we'll have that. By the way, I heard Bart.
Bart Simpson, what?
I almost said Bart Parks.
Bart Parks.
Bart Parks, yeah. Bart Parks.
Who are more mature listeners.
Is he still alive?
No.
Oh.
Like many of my guests in the 80s, he's dead.
Oh.
Jeez. Golly.
Jeez.
Oh.
Really, it's true.
Anyway, you started talking about Bart Parks.
Demi Cassidy.
What about Bert? You were going to say?
I have to answer this text, so I'll come back to that.
Bert died in 92.
Whoa.
That was like 3 years after we had him.
So he's very, very
dead. But he was born in 1914.
Wow.
Okay, so that's 82.
Yeah.
There she is, Miss America.
But he looked great. He was at a real nice
Was
moment.
That the only gig he had going?
No, he did other stuff, but that was his legacy. Miss America.
Oh, sure.
From 55 to 79? Yeah.
I mean, that's a quarter century.
Is he an old radio guy or something?
I'm not sure what his...
He was born in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
He entered radio broadcasting at the age of 16 for WGST out of Atlanta.
They're still around.
3 years later, he moved to New York City, was hired as a singer and a straight man on The Eddie Cantor Show.
Oh my God.
That's really old.
Then he became a staff announcer for CBS Radio.
Wow.
He was the host of Break the Bank, which premiered on radio in 1945 and then was telecast from 48 to 57, as well as a radio program called Stop the Music.
Huh.
In 1948, and then also on television from 49 to 52, the success of Stop the Music took a toll on the ratings of the popular radio show that was hosted by Fred Allen.
I've heard that name.
Who began spoofing Parks programs with skits and mocking the premise of the show, one called Cease the Melody.
Mm-hmm.
With other celebrities, he hosted NBC Radio's Monitor during the 1960s.
Yeah, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
That's right, yeah.
And then, of course, Party Line was his first game show on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, after Party Line, he hosted a television show, Stop the Music, Double or Nothing, Balance Your Budget, sounds like a bunch of game shows. Two in Love, Giant Step, Hold That Note, Bidden By,
wow,
County Fair, Masquerade Party, The Big Payoff, Yours for a Song, and The Pilot for Hollywood Squares.
Whoa, he did The Pilot.
His last game show hosting job was in 68 on The Pilot for a revival of The Celebrity Game. The show never sold.
Huh.
I always like to think that I would have been the center square.
the center.
In your mind, you are.
Every day. Every flipping day.
If it makes you feel any better, you are the Charles Nelson Reilly of this show, without question. If anybody said that to make you feel better.
I would rather be Brett Summers.
Done. 821. Old Town Road now holds the record for most weeks at number one.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it no, it
can
is.
Can I finish my complete thoughts?
Okay. Yes.
It was number one for 19 weeks.
Yeah.
That's almost half a year. It's not number one anymore.
Correct.
And we have a thing to celebrate that.
Still holds the
I'm
record.
I'm sorry. I'm getting testy and pissy.
You said it. You said it didn't hold the record.
No, I'll tell you in the break because it's been teased.
Guess who doesn't know the song?
Gotcha.
Guess who doesn't know the song?
I don't know what's coming up, so I don't want to say anything.
Go ahead.
Gotcha. That's good.
Always.
Err on the side of caution.
It's always
Greg's
good.
Not feeling well.
I know. I jump to conclusions.
No,
or I don't jump to
I
it.
I apologize. I'm hitting the wall here.
You should think about letting Joey do the 3 o'clock show today.
I am.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Good idea.
Good.
822, we also have a conundrum, and I got to figure out which one we're going to do here. I think we're going to have to go for a relatively easy one.
Okay.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have 6 little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Should have died 7 weeks ago. Heard it 1,000
1,000 times on the radio. So overplayed, it was getting old.
I am so tired of this track. It is freaking whack. But his time has passed after making tons of cash. Heard it every day. Station's overplayed. Thank you, Billie Eilish, for making it go away now. Never wanna hear it again. This song has gotta end. Never wanna hear it again. Call your local station.
Yeah, I'm glad we're finally done here in Old Town Road. Bury this song in a giant hole. Too many remixes, stupid videos, so overplayed. It was getting old.
Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house.
My face. It is A26.
Paul Inn was the greatest center.
This is what happens when you're not up to, because this.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And then you leave it in queue so that the next thing plays, which you don't want to play.
I see.
See how this all works?
Mm-hmm.
Buttons.
What a wretched performance by me. So here's the conundrum. A quarter of teens say their parents do not do this while driving.
Oh, don't do this while driving.
Yeah.
Quarter of teens, because I forget the answer, but interesting.
One in 14 say mom and dad don't do this while they're driving. They're supposed to do it, and they don't.
Oh.
What?
It's been forever since I've seen the answer on this.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
You should call because you can win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card at 272-9228. But even if you don't have the right answer, you can qualify for end-of-the-week grand prize drawings, of which now includes a Baumhauer's Tailgate To-Go package, which is a party tray wing.
Oh, man.
Gooey fries. Finger-licking good gooey fries. Queso, salsa, and chips.
It's a tailgating delight.
And a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea from Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Yep.
How nice to win that and redeem it when you're having a few folks over for football. It'll come in very handy. And don't forget tonight, if I'm still around, we will be heading over to Baumhauer's after the afternoon show.
You should maybe take a night off.
Well, next week, now you guys aren't in that. But next week, a week from today, will be the 14th anniversary of the afternoon talk show. I'm pretty excited about that.
Was that the good news you had to tell us?
No. I forgot that, whatever that good news was.
How about no more teases like that?
Yeah, give us like, some gossip.
How about you just tell us when you think
What did I say? What was?
You told us that you had some good news for us that you would tell us later.
Share later.
Yeah. Hang on. You don't remember?
No.
Right. I mean, did they plug the Pepsi machine back in downstairs? Because I noticed that light was off today.
Oh, it's off?
Yeah.
No, I don't know anything about that. But look at this. Here's good news. We have a board full of callers.
Folks on the phone.
We must have done something wrong.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people online.
Steven, you're first on this conundrum. What do you think? What do 1 in 14
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, you know. What's up?
How about use
a
turn signal?
Turn signal.
Boy, 14 said their mom and dad never used the turn signal because they had to do an answer.
No. Don't get me started.
Yeah.
But boy. Steve, a good guess.
Yeah.
All right, here's Jeff's.
Hey. Good morning. Turn on their light when it's raining.
Turn on. Oh, that's another good one. Don't get me started about that either. One of
That's not it, but that's a great guess,
thanks.
Jeff. It really is. And now the name, I can only say one way. Lisa!
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
How are you, Lisa?
I'm good. I'm struggling to come up with an answer because somebody took mine.
Oh, think of something.
I was going to say the turn signal because that drives my husband crazy.
Oh, gosh.
Don't please.
How about turn your head and look behind you when changing lanes instead of just the mirrors and
checking your blind spot.
Okay.
Checking your blind spot. Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.
It's not the winner.
The greatest thing in my car is that new beep I get, the blind spot beep when there is.
That?
Yeah.
I'm going to go see Tip. I need a blind spot beep. At that delicate age.
All right, thank you, Lisa. Lisa, that's not you. It. That's a good one. Thank
You're
you.
An amazing woman. Here is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning. Greg, I heard you say that you had a fairly easy conundrum, and, you know, I'm fairly easy. So, seatbelt. Using seatbelt.
One in 14 say mom and dad never use the seatbelt. And that's it.
That's the one we're looking for.
So, Sam, easy Sam, you are the winner.
Thank you, Greg. Man, I hope you feel better, brother.
It's easy to be
True.
Hard.
$10 TV Bistro gift card for you. Plus, even Sam, even though he's won this pine fries, is also eligible for end of the week grand prize drawing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and many people have been double winners. So hang on, you're going to get to talk to J.H. Scott next.
The J-Bear.
I don't know what your middle initial is. Do you have one?
Hey.
Yes.
S? Yeah, it's S, yes.
That was a guess. How about that?
Yeah.
Cliff, we have a winner, but we wanted to thank you for trying.
All righty, thank you, Greg. Hope you get better, buddy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I'm going to replay something we did in the 6 o'clock hour when we first came on the air today.
All right.
And all I need to do is this and this.
3, 2, 1... We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
To repeat what I said very early on, more than 2 hours ago on the show, we're going to New Hampshire, where
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Specifically to the New Hampshire hamlet named Derry.
No, it's fun.
Take a good, deep, fresh breath of that Derry air. It's just marvelous.
See, that was the line of the day, really. Yeah.
I didn't get a cheese slice for it. I thought I deserved it, but that's okay.
You're not allowed to mention
it. You got a cheese slice for it this morning.
You don't give cheese slices.
You can't just
reruns.
Repeat the same shtick over and over and expect a cheese slice.
I thought you might forget.
Yeah. Huh?
I thought you might forget.
No, you actually did get one.
You got one. Yeah. I was pressured into it.
What makes this, now, ironically, because they were expecting to unearth actual memorabilia from Alan Shepard, mm-hmm. and other people that were involved, they unearthed a time capsule. And everybody was looking forward to seeing all these artifacts well-preserved in a time capsule from 50 years ago. And then the time capsule, Geraldo Rivera'd the whole bunch.
It took us several tries to get it open because we had the combination and it's an older safe. So by the time we actually got it open, there were a number of staff people standing around watching. We were a little horrified to find that there was nothing in it. It could have happened at any point in there. We've even speculated that nothing actually got it put in there in the first place. We just don't know. Because it was 50 years ago, the items were put in there. We're speculating that there may have been some Alan Shepard items in there. It was just the 50-year anniversary of the moon landing. So we just won't know what happened to them.
So all the good town folk in Derry gathered round to see this, and then nothing. It was like most of America, and I was one of those that got sucked in.
Yeah.
2 hours, right, to go into Al Capone's vault.
Me too, buddy. I was there for that whole painful 2 hours.
When
I watched it as well.
When I used to take the bus to downtown Chicago, the very route that I got hit by a bus on, as you were going up State Street, at about 23rd, which was a really decrepit area by this point, even in the 60s. Mm. But in the 20s, when Al Capone was running Chicago, literally, the Metropole Hotel was there, and that he is basically...
Is that where he did that?
That's one of the authentic scenes in the Untouchables movie where Kevin Costner goes to confront him. Yeah, he pretty much headquartered there, and he owned the police department and most of the politicians, so he never got hassled at the Metropole, but it was still there in the 60s. You
could
see
the building is there. Is it still called the Metropole?
No, the building was demolished, but I remember, because you grow up in Chicago, you hear those stories about the gangland days and all that, and I always wanted to get off the bus and walk over there and take a look, but because it was closed, but the sign, the decaying sign, was still there. Kind of sad they tore it down. They could have done something with that because that area really needs.
Is that close to the neighborhood where the Valentine's Day Massacre was?
No, the Valentine's Day Massacre took place on the opposite side of town, on the north side, because that's where Capone was trying to deal with.
He tried to take over the whole job.
He wanted the whole city. Yeah. And Bugs Moran was the guy that owned the north side. He was a florist. In fact,
his thing was above a florist store, wasn't it?
Right. But Bugs Moran was not in that group that got shotgun.
Yeah.
And now, if I'm not mistaken, Jane, you can check this out. The wall where those...
Somebody bought it? It's in a bar?
Yeah, it's in a bar.
It's in a bar, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You'd think Chicago would have had... The Chicago Museum, their historical society, is an incredible place to visit and see, stuff from the history, including... some of the charred wood from the Chicago fire and all that.
Is that on the lake, too? All the museums are up there?
That one is, that one is inside the city a little bit. Not too, basically the entire city is within 8 miles of the lake, if I'm not mistaken.
Geraldo said on the program The Five on Fox News in April of 2016 that after that special, he went across the street and got tequila drunk.
Is that right?
Went back to his hotel room and put the Do Not Disturb sign on the door.
He knew he was going to get shish kebab for that one. Because we got him on the radio the next morning.
Oh,
big
you
time.
Did?
Oh, yeah.
He was probably lined up for interviews after that whole thing. And not because... The interviews were probably already, predetermined. Like, hey, we want to talk to you after it's open and that sort of thing.
Right.
And then it became a whole new monster after... after the reveal was...
Oh, my God.
And the question we all face is, what do you ask a man who's made an ass out of himself in front of the entire country?
Well,
getting everybody sucked into this.
He was doing
his job.
What
the hell were you thinking?
I wonder...
actually, you're right. I mean, if the goal was to get a big audience to tune in, he succeeded.
If the buttery one said, hey, you're going to go do this, and we're going to whip everybody into a frenzy, and we don't know what's on the other side of this door, but we're going to stretch it out for 2 hours and hook everybody into it, and it's your job...
What year did it air?
Apparently, it was
2001 or 2 or 3, somewhere in there.
April... Oh.
What?
No, the...
The Al Capone vault thing?
Yeah.
That was April of 86.
86.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It wasn't 2000.
That far ago?
Yeah. It wasn't 2001.
Because we all were talking about seeing it, and Jay said he saw it. I have no memory of it, and that's because I was 13.
Well, I don't remember much about it.
13 months old.
Late Dan Quayle said, "The mind is a terrible thing to lose."
Do you think he wondered if there'd be anything in it that he would ever find nothing in it? I wonder.
I assume that he would find something,
right?
But
do you prepare for everything?
what occurred to me was the story I just told you, having driven past there so many times, and that was such a decrepit, closed off area. Somebody, there were always hobos and bums in that part of town. It was kind of skid row-ish. And somebody must have been plowing through that area. Maybe they found it. Who knows? Bum got lucky.
Wow.
839.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
No surprises in the forecast for today, and really, for that matter, tomorrow either. Pretty routine, mid-90s, heat index above 100. Okay, you know that. You know that I'm going to say scattered, spotty, random showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon and this evening. And again, you could get a whole bunch of rain and a lot of lightning. And the town next to you or the neighborhood next to you gets nothing. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, more scattered showers and storms, mid-90s again. But then the rain chances go up. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. In fact, fairly decent chances each day. Doesn't mean your weekend is a washout by any stretch of the imagination. You just need to be flexible. Sometimes we'll get skipped. High in the low to mid-90s. Right now this morning, calm winds, clear skies, temperature 78. It's 8:40.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
All right, before we take a final look at the roads and get your local news, when we come back, we will have today's Morning Maroon nominees, and today is an embarrassment of riches when it comes to the stupid.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Sky Watch with a final look at your morning traffic, and things look great out on the roadways. Everybody is back to a normal flow. We don't have any big problems on the boulevard, although it is crowded, so be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, everybody's back up at a speed limit right, and there aren't any delays on the 31s. Please be careful. Get where you're headed safely, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hey, Spumoni. Creamy deliciousness from Naples. Not quite frozen custard, not quite gelato. Soft and cool sweetness. Three layers that taunt my taste buds. Cherry, chocolate, and pistachio. Daddy-o makes me gladio. Neapolitan's cousin. Hey, Spumoni. Carnival in my mouth, traditional Christmas treat mixed with nuts and fruits and whipped cream makes my eyeballs dream. Hey, Spumoni.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Students at Pike Road head back to class today. This will be a historic year as Pike Road will graduate its first senior class. Georgia Washington Middle School will also undergo renovations during the school year. Class will not be in session today at Floyd Middle Magnet School. This after mechanical issues at the school left it without air conditioning Tuesday. Montgomery Public School Board President Claire Wheel tells us an electrical issue caused most of the power to go out at the school yesterday. The electrical and air conditioning issues should be resolved by Thursday. And Montgomery Fire Rescue is growing. 18 new graduates officially joined the team during a ceremony yesterday at City Hall. This comes after weeks of training and testing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, JC Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about JC. JC has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, P.O. Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama 36119.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I've tried to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me get guess, let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty. But if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Elizabeth Warren claimed she was Native American, but she is ready to gain back America's trust.
I am sorry for harm I have caused.
Elizabeth Warren wants to put your mind at ease if you still have reservations.
Sorry.
Elizabeth Warren is remorseful and wants to offer voters a peace pipe.
Sorry.
Elizabeth Warren wants to move this country forward. Let her show you how.
Sorry.
Couldn't resist. At Elizabeth Warren campaign headquarters.
Take it a trip out to.
This is the scene you should make with your little one. Right?
Cow Hills.
You take a bus mark, Lakewood Drive, and you keep on riding till you're out of the city. Where the air is fine with the sweet smelling pine and the countryside's pretty.
Yay!
And you see daffodils peeping down the hills for a honey loving mama bear. Just take a look.
Indian Lay. Love this.
All right, we will go from one rocket scientist to another. Former Secretary of State Jean Kennedy.
You got a right to be stupid.
People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. All right, we're going to start in Connecticut. And on this, Senior Citizens Day.
Yes.
August 21st is saved. Rich told us that in the timeline this morning. This is shameful behavior. Uh-oh. Shameful, and I would say...
I'm shocked. Shocked.
Is this, going. This about the field?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
What happened?
This is good.
What happened?
The field of dreams.
Well.
You might say a specific type of dream.
Nightmares, too. If you happen to walk in there and see that.
What? What?
Well... Police in Fairfield, Connecticut, arrested a bunch of folks on an 87-acre field that's notorious as a meeting place for people to do that.
Oh,
that except in this
scandalous.
Case, these weren't hot, nubile young people who could not restrain their urges.
You're the
they arrested six people for... playing the field, so to speak.
Yeah, right.
Aged 62, 62, 67, 75, 82, and 85.
Wait, here's the kicker. Only one of them was a woman.
The 85-year-old was a woman.
You're kidding.
She has the same last name as the 82-year-old man, but it's not known if they're married.
What?
All of them charged with breach of peace.
Sure.
And some were charged with public indecency.
What?
The Fairfield Six, you might want to call them.
All I can say is the 85-year-old had to be a looker.
You know, I do happen to know somebody that is over that age.
You're going
to
make me Google this, aren't you?
Oh, that's a risky Google.
I would kind of like to, in fact, if you could, yeah, I'd like to see the link. Maybe I'll post it. All right, now we have women.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Women are making progress in all aspects of life, but they're also becoming savages like men. Guy in Florida got into an argument with a woman over her drinking. So her response to his comment was to chug two beers, crush the cans, and then do what police described as the Stone Cold Steve Austin my ass move.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Is that a Mac Mahone thing?
It's too bad Joey was just in the room. He would know all this crap. It was a bit that Stone Cold used to do where he chugged two beers after a wrestling match, then tossed the cans to the side. She's been arrested for misdemeanor battery, which knocked this guy around pretty good. And she is, I saw her mugshot.
Mm-hmm. Not a looker.
Who was it that said so infamously?
Not a good-looking woman.
No. And then finally, in more alcohol-related news, okay. And guess what state again?
Oh, Connecticut?
New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's right, New Hampshire, Florida, where a 59-year-old guy, senior citizens are acting out these days.
Look at this.
Took a motorized shopping cart from Walmart, and apparently his plan was to take it home so he could use it to get around the neighborhood like nobody would notice the big blue
thing going
Walmart on the sign. Right. John Davis stole it from a St. Petersburg, Florida store, and St. Petersburg is very close to Tampa.
It is.
Here's where he really screwed up. His home was 20 miles from the store that he took the cart from.
Oh.
The batteries in those motorized carts.
Mic check, 1, 2, 3.
They don't go 20 miles. But mic batteries.
No, they go 1 mile.
Mic batteries.
So police found him along the side of the road standing next to his dead battery stolen cart. He was arrested for felony grand theft. Those are not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
It might be him. I'm looking down the list. Field of Age, Breach of Peace.
Field of Age.
The battery issue from the... what do you think?
I'm going with the Field of Age.
The Field of Age, yeah.
That when you have nowhere to run and duck for cover.
Yeah.
And you're participating in those kind of events.
You kind of understand when teens... I mean, look, we used to go to Market Park in Chicago.
That was the spot?
Huge park. It was the scene you should make.
Oh.
And people would go there with their date and park and make out.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, one of those prickly Chicago cops would come up and tap on the window.
Oh, sure.
Shine a light, just like in Your Mama Don't Dance.
Yeah.
And, hey, knock it off.
Yeah.
Out of the car, long hair.
Yeah, Louise.
No, they rarely did that unless they thought you had alcohol in the car.
Oh.
So they hassle you, and you get a little more, and then leave. But you understand, like a field like that, if these are kids that don't have a place to go.
Right.
To satiate their insatiable appetites. That made no sense.
Because you have no place.
That was a contradiction. So you kind of, but when you're 82 and 65, you're supposed to kind of have like your own place to go.
Right, instead of a field.
Instead of a field. So let's give it to them. I kind of agree.
What a maroon.
It's a breach of peace.
This is. At 8:53, I again want to thank my appearance today is strictly due to the excellence of one Dr. Love. When you do what we do for a living, when your throat goes bad, that's the guy you want to see. An ear, nose, and throat specialist. And got a couple of prescriptions, and right across from his office is the Adams Drugs. It's actually directly across from Baptist East Hospital. And it's always nice, even though I generally drive out to the one on Vaughan Road because I feel they're like my family there. I know them. I almost feel like I betray them when I use the other location, but I didn't have a lot of time to be able to make that choice. But again, you appreciate the consistency from location to location. Their customer service standards are second to none. Nice, they take the time to make sure you understand how to take the medication, how often, what side effects you might experience from it, and so forth. And turn it around quickly, because when you just come from the doctor's office, they know you you need to start feeling better as quickly as possible, and they get it turned around. And beautiful gift shops, and just an air of local. It's so important. This audience, more than any other, understands the importance of local. And that's what Adams Drugs is. The longest-serving local pharmacy here in the River Region, going all the way back to 1962. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you, and like all our other great sponsors, like we just had that nice call earlier about food outlets, somebody who finally went, said, oh my goodness, look at how much I can save. Have that Mayberry-esque experience at Adams Drugs.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods. David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are. He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for
our next mayor.
David Woods for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Among other stuff you learned on the show this morning, the title of the new Bond movie, No Time to Die.
Mm-hmm. When you were young and were told that you'd only live twice.
Good evening, 007.
You used to say you'd die another day.
My name is James Bond. Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
There's no time to die.
I expect you to die.
No time to die.
I can't believe what I just saw. There's Jack Campbell again.
Oh, gosh. This is running on two mornings in a row now.
I know. Well, I thought, you know, yesterday was the blessing to see Jack back in the studio. Yeah. But 2 days in a row now, this is great.
We
and you look amazing.
You really do.
Thanks. Thanks for the legs up.
Move, Jack. It's small at Jack.
Yeah, you know, I'm very tight. I'm very tight with the folks at Kaiser Fine Furnishings. And if you need a special chair or something, let us know. We'll start a GoFundMe.
I'm sure Kyle will fix me up.
Nice people.
Yeah, they are.
Nice people. We found it. In fact, that's when I get home, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my recliner and just